Last year, things got a little crazy for the K300 Race Committee and their three signature races. At the last minute, warmer temperatures forced the committee to reroute its biggest race, the K300. It was last minute because of unsafe trail conditions, and that could be a factor in future sled dog races as warmer temperatures become normal in Alaska. But this winter already has seen colder temperatures compared to last year, and so race manager Madeline Reichard says they plan to stick to the traditional route for now.
I mean, I don't want to jinx anything. Our late board member Potts would always say race weather would be perfect until 12 hours before the race and everything would just go to heck. But, you know, right now where we're at, we are happy with the temperatures. The river is freezing more and more every day, which is always good. We're planning to have our traditional race route, but at this point, you know, you never know what's going to happen. But I'm hoping that it's going to stay where we'd like it.
Also this year, the K300 Race Committee has gotten some good news and bad news. The good? The committee raised the purse for its three signature races.
We were looking at our prize money comparable to the places in other races, and you're going to make a decent amount of money if you finish 21st in our race versus in a different race, which is, it's not digging at any other race. It's just kind of impressive and something that we're really proud of.
Each race gets $10,000 more. So the total payout for each race is this. The K300 gets $160,000. The Akiak Dash gets $30,000, and the Bogus 150 gets $60,000. And so far, 20 mushers have signed up for the K300, including four-time K300 champion Peter Kaiser. That was the good news. And the bad? The Alaska Sports Hall of Fame decided not to include the K300 race this year. The race was nominated for the Hall of Fame for the first time earlier this year. Reichard explains why.
No matter how many public ballots you get, it essentially only counts for one. So if we had 700 people vote for us, it really only does count for one vote. So I know that we had a large group of supporters writing in to vote for us and, or excuse me, casting ballots to vote for us, which was great. But unfortunately, that only counts for one ballot. And then the board, the Alaska Sports Hall of Fame board, is they each get one of their own votes.
But she says that not every nomination gets into the Hall of Fame on the first try and urges fans to keep up their support. Meanwhile, the race committee has scheduled the second local race, the Holiday Classic, for this weekend on December 22nd. Reporting in Bethel, I'm Christy Schallenberger.